six o'clock on Friday evening. Mama doesn't know she's leaving. Did she hear the screamer slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming? Local country station just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at seven and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the moment.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck.
Well, welcome everybody. We are now getting to the end of January 2026. Where did it go? We've had our Arctic blast and some cold weather soon to get warm. I am Jay Garvin's. I'm your host of the Jay Garvin Show right here on the KRDO Studio Network on 8th Street Studio in Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak region. But if you're listening from a podcast, I am on your platform. Everything from Spotify to iHeart to Google Play and iTunes. You can get The Jay Garvin Show in just one moment by pulling up that information. And today, I'm having one of the most favorite conversations with you that I have every single year. It usually comes the third week of January, and this is now, starting this week, the 15th consecutive year that we've been on the air with you at this studio, but also 10 years on a platform podcast near you. And today's conversation that I want to have with you and also my longest standing partner and guest, Bill McAfee with Empire Title. The 2025 Real Estate Economic Update. In review, and we are going to finish with predictions of 2026, but what a year 2025 was. It really was, for Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak region, a year of stability. We had a lot of instability within real estate and the mortgage industry market in 2023 and 2024. 2025 saw a plateau, and I saw it up close and personal as a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, helping you in Colorado, also in Florida, also in Tennessee, Texas, New Mexico, the flyover states, all the way up and through Utah. I am your licensed loan originator to help you with a purchase or a refinance transaction. And before we get going with Bill McAfee in the studio with the Empire Title update, let's talk about home ownership a little bit, because there has been a lot of squawk on the box about interest rates, about if you go on some of the platforms like YouTube or the Instagrams and TikToks, which I do not go on. Do you know what I do go on? Is a binge of energy drinks before I start the show. Is that real estate, as I've done with conversations and show topics before, one of the last remaining ways for middle Americans, you and I, making from $50,000 to $150,000 a year, to grasp our portion of the American dream? A couple decades ago, it was far easier to start a business. Decades ago, it was far easier to purchase and sell without the inflationary hedges that we've felt over the last 3 years. But real estate ownership is one of the most strategic and simplest ways to create wealth, both in capital gains by simply buying a house, staying in that house rather than renting from your landlord for years and then decades, eventually own it outright, which I am going to talk to you about some startling statistics, and then allow you not only to have capital gain wealth, but also a dramatically reduced budget in the latter half of your years going into retirement when you have no principal and interest mortgage payment. And as many people will say, as I've quoted Ramsey Solutions personalities, you can actually own your home rather than just having the bank that holds your mortgage allow you to stay and sleep there overnight. I ask people if they own a car, and they say yes. And I'm like, well, do you really own your car, or does the bank own your car, and they're just nice enough to allow you to keep it in their driveway? See, there is never an exclusive formula for timing in the market in order to get the best buy in real estate. Real estate is all about your time in the market, not timing of the market. Real estate is one of the most stable and conservative growth investments you can have. It's not like a stock that you invest in, and if the company goes south, like MCI WorldCom right here in the Pikes Peak region, and your investment goes from $20,000, $50,000 or more to zero. When you invest in a house, it's one of the most stable and real assets that you can ever buy. And to accentuate that, which is very, very important, before I blurt out the numbers, just take a guess how many people in America, 330 million Americans, over 130 million households, how many households or individuals own a home in America? Is it 10%? Is it 20%? Is it 80%? Well, actually, here before you right now, as of the third quarter of 2025, just days ago, possibly weeks ago, a study was done actually by the Washington Post that shared 65.3% of American/American households own a home. 35% do not. If you look deeper into that study, over 25% of the remaining 35% that are not homeowners would love to be homeowners, but for the obvious obstacles that we'll talk about today, affordability right now is number one. Number two is station in life. And number three is down payment, preparation, and execution and purpose. There's about 10% of Americans, one in 10, that because of their lifestyle, because of their travel overseas, because of their marital status where they're just coming out of a divorce or a student still actively in college, or like I was for 10 years, a military member that had all of the above. I was all around the world. I was never stable. I went through a tremendous marriage and divorce before I was 25 years old, and the timing was just not there. And one out of 10 people, that's the case. 6.5 people out of 10 own a house, and the other 2.5% wish they could. So that's why I come to this microphone and have the conversation, especially if you're in the 25% of people out there that want to own a house, but you just haven't figured out the formula to get it done. And statistically, as I've told you dozens of times over the years, as a licensed loan originator, that 85% of us here communicating, listening in this conversation on conservative talk radio are already homeowners. So we beat the national average of homeownership by 30%. Also wage earners. Whether you're in retirement or active career, the median income for someone listening to this conversation is over $135,000. That is 35% higher than even the average in this county, let alone the state. So how do we proceed with the conversation, and why am I having it with you? Now, Bill McAfee will be in here with Empire Title, which is the largest and most successful title company in El Paso County, a division of Stewart Title, and by the number of orders, the largest. And Bill McAfee is the educator, now the retired president and owner, and the best of the best. But I want to help you become a homeowner. I'm doing an exclusive show next week, investment property and primary property ownership. But how many Americans do you believe that actually own their house outright? Not 65% that own their home and have mortgages, but what percent of Americans own their home and have no mortgage at all? That's true ownership with Churchill Mortgage, where there is a local branch right here, downtown Cascade, myself and Ken Smith, with a larger team of over 450 of us nationwide, with the only employee-owned mortgage company that I know of. How many Americans don't have a mortgage on their home and subscribe to our teaching at Churchill Mortgage and the Jay Garvin Show of debt-free homeownership? This is step number 6 in Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps, is to pay your house off early. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to be back after the break, and these very important messages from my sponsors that keep the electricity on in the studio, to share with you how many Americans out of 10 own their homes outright. Don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457 so I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
Go around the world in a pickup truck. Hey, going down till the sun comes up.
Welcome to Earth, the rock from the sun.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things coming down. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. So the conversation today is the 2025 Real Estate Economic Update with Bill McAfee, that's looking at me right now waiting to come into the recording studio, and home ownership in America, Colorado, and the Pikes Peak region, and an entire review of 2025 and our predictions going into 2026. We are on like a five-year track record for predicting what's going to happen in the future with the real estate market, and we're going to continue that trend here today. But before the break, in the first segment, I talked about 65.3% of Americans that own their home in America. Now, we have always been a homeownership nation, even when we were brand new in the infant stages of people coming over on the Mayflower and staking a pioneer claim on the shores of North America. United States has had a 40% ownership in property from our early beginnings. Now that's at about 65%. We've very rarely, but once or twice, been higher than that. And during the Bush administration, right before the Great Recession of 08, homeownership was up to 69%. Some areas, you know, and some individual sources were quoting as high as 70%. But what we found in a very, very painful lesson in the Great Recession is that you can make whatever percent of homeowners you want in the country, but you can't transform a renter into a homeowner. In 2005, 6, 7, and 8, we made a lot of people that were perpetual lifetime renters owners by these loan programs, liar loans, no income, no asset loans, all of these different products that were put to shame and led us into regulation with the Dodd-Frank and other regulatory agencies. But you cannot make a renter an owner. You have to have discipline to save money. You have to have discipline to fix your credit. You have to have discipline to have a consistent income. And when you remove one of those three critical portions, your credit, your capacity to earn, and your collateral down in a purchase, you break the foundation for the entire stability of home ownership. But here today, not only does 65.3% as of the third quarter of 2025 own homes in America, but folks, 40% of all of the homes nationwide that you fly over when you're in an aircraft do not have a mortgage on them. That's almost 50%. Now, in some states, home ownership is higher than other states, and the percent that own their homes outright is higher and lower. But across the board in America, it's 65.3% for ownership and 40.2% for people who own their houses outright with no mortgages. So Colorado here, about 66% of us own our houses, and that's above the national average. You have some states, namely California at 56%, New York State at 54%, and D.C., which is unbelievable, the District of Columbia, only 41% of people own their homes outright. D.C., Washington, the District of Columbia is a very transitional location, so a lot of people are there temporarily. But in New York and in California, you would think the disproportionately expensive real estate there, it offsets individuals' ability to purchase, but none of that is compared to Hawaii, where the most expensive properties in the country are, and 67% of the individuals own their home there. But here are the handful of states that have below the home ownership. You've got North Dakota, Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, all on the West Coast. They're younger states. They have had less decades and centuries, actually, to own their home. Texas is 62%, and then you have the East Coast, New York 54%, and then your Rhode Island, New England, such like that, that have 63, 62%. But the states that have the highest percent of residents that own their properties outright, very surprising to me. Delaware is number one, and that is tied with another state at 74%. And 74%, I'm looking, searching. You have Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, New Mexico that are all at 70 to 72%. You have Iowa at 71%. And here, the second one, 74% in Delaware and Michigan. Interestingly enough, I have no earthly reason why Wisconsin is 68% and Michigan at 74%. Don't know that. But Indiana has 71%. South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, some of the more affordable states, 71%. And then you have Maine and Rhode Island and the states up there that have 73 to 74%. But I find that remarkable that that's the case. But if you look at the actual mortgages and how many people have paid it off, that's regional. Like if you go back to Wisconsin, it's not a 40% ownership. It's a 47% ownership. You go to some of the New England states that have been around for centuries since the 13 colonies, as much as 50% of those homes in those counties and states are owned outright. As you go further to the west and in higher priced states like California, that number of no mortgages on your home goes down. But those are some very, very important things to know, because across the board it says if 65% of Americans own a house, I can own a house too. My adult child, like thank you, Jesse, helping Jesse Jr. Thank you, John, helping Mike, your son. I've had at least 50 examples from this microphone of you, the radio listener, that have gotten out of your comfort zone and called me. Hey, Jay, ring, ring, 719-330-1457. I've got an adult child, an adult grandchild, a relative, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker that is 22, 32, 42 years old. They don't own a home, and I want to see if you can walk them through the process. 719-330-1457. Because before we get Bill McAfee in the studio to really dive into the review of 2025 with real estate in the Pikes Peak region, I want to share with you right now, as we speak, I have two refinances going on for the very first time at the same time in over 3 years. And that's because interest rates right now are at a 4-year low. I'm locking people in at 4.9%, 5.25%, 5.75%. The days of 7.5% interest rates like we saw in 2023 are finally gone. We don't have 3% interest rates. We do have 4% interest rates, depending on how much equity you have in your house, what your income and your debt ratios look like, and what your credit profile looks like. And being an exclusive lender with Ramsey Solutions, Dave and his entire team from Rachel Cruz all the way spread throughout, we can help you even if you don't have a credit score. Credit scores do not matter. Your credit profile matters. And if you don't have a credit score, don't worry about it. Tony, I appreciate you listening. He has moved to Texas. He still tunes into the radio show. I met him down at the 10th Special Forces at Fort Carson. He has no credit score, but we're going through a home purchase process right now. Actually, the same thing with Mike, where his father, John, who's a radio listener and has done the Financial Peace University through his, I think, Corpus Christi Church more than 19 or 20 times, does not have a credit score, and we have him approved to purchase a home. So it is possible you can make the difference, especially, I'm telling you, and here's the bottom line up front. In Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, real estate has been extremely stable here. I want you to expect a considerable dip in February and March of this year with the volatility of the tariffs the filing of taxes till we get our tax returns starting to flow in after April. But I believe by June and July, these houses here locally that are literally 5 or 10% off, that means if you're buying a $420,000 house, it's only $400,000. I've seen $330,000 homes that are selling for $299,000. But as soon as the demand gets up and consumer sentiment gets up, people are going to come around this spring. Mark my words. This is recorded history right here that in April, May, and June, we're going to see a sweep up, not down. Don't listen to the national media. Pikes Peak region is an anomaly. Denver has lost value, and we have remained consistent. Texas, Austin, Texas in particular, has lost value of 10 to 15%. If you're down in Florida, great place to buy, but be aware where you're purchasing because if it's in Naples, you know, those prices for sellers are off 25 to 30%. So it's very, very important that you take the time to call me at 719-330-1457. With 65% of the Americans as homeowners, with 40.1% as of the third quarter of 2025, 40% of Americans don't have a mortgage on their house. It is not so difficult that you can't accomplish that. And right after the break, Bill McAfee and I are going to dive deep into the deep end of the pool to talk to you about the economic real estate update for 2025, forecast for 2026, all right here on the Jay Garvin Show. So don't go anywhere. Call me during the break to start your next purchase or refinance transaction. And literally, be the next person that locks in a 4.95% rate like I literally just did for Alex and his wife this week. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Welcome to Earth, Third Rock. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb and the shape of an L on her forehead.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's
housekeeping.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
Housekeeping.
Well, thank you so much for staying tuned. Here it is, the 30 minutes in January, every year that Bill McAfee and I do the economic update, the review for 2025, and were our predictions accurate? So, Bill, my friend, Yoda, how are you?
I am good, Jay. Good I am.
So, right as you walked into the studio, both of us were right. It was squeaking across the finish line, but Colorado Springs, as an average in the real estate economic numbers, both median and average prices, stayed above water with growth and no loss in value.
And Jay, I've said this many times, I think the median is a better picture of our market.
It is.
Because we're not running the large volumes that you're seeing in the large MLSs. And another thing that's happening right now, it's the high-end market that's hot. It's not the low-end market. It's the
luxury market above 750 is just going off the market in less than 30 to 45 days. If it's in a good location and it's a good price per square foot.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And that's also what's affecting the average. Average is up like 2.9. And so that's why that average was up so much, because we're selling a lot in the upper end. And we're not, you know, it's not like we're moving 10,000 units a month through it. So the average is up and the medium's up only 0.5. I think that's probably a better reflection of where we're at. It's up 1.9. I'm sorry, average is up 1.9, almost 2. But again, I hold that as a factor of the upper end is what is actually moving right now. And I'm talking the 750 and above. You know, we're selling more homes from 5 up to a 5 and above, you know, than we are 3 and under. So, I mean, it's amazing. The interest rates really do affect that low end.
They really do. And just for you listening here, the 12-month running average in median home price in the Pikes Peak region is $484,000. Basically, 484, 430, or call it $485,000 is the median, the middle-priced house in El Paso County, and the average price house over a 12-month average is $557,908,000. Call it $560,000 average. 485 median. Those are crazy numbers. Yeah. I'm surprised they've held, Bill.
Well, and Jay, when you look at it, what makes our market so unaffordable? It's not just that. It's the insurance. It's the property taxes. I mean, for people coming in and buying in this market right now, it's tough. Insurance, I had a guy tell me the other day, think it's expensive now. Wait till you can't get it. I mean, it's just insane.
It is.
You know, we have an assumption company that we, you know, do assumptions. We're having assumptions that don't go because people can't afford the insurance.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, especially on nicer ones, it's crazy.
So I mean, what Bill's talking about is mortgage assumptions. With FHA and VA mortgages, instead of getting a new mortgage at 5 or 6%, you can assume someone else's mortgage at 3 to 4%, but you have to pay the difference between their mortgage and the value of the house. And like Bill said, you've got to afford the insurance. And in some places, if you're out in Banning Lewis, the taxes on a 4,000 square foot house is $6,500.
Yeah, no, it's insane. It's a, so it's a triple whammy, really, on buyers right now. Now, the one thing I say going into 26, when I look at all the factors coming together, one, listings are coming up. There's no denying that. So the number of single family residential homes and patio homes is coming up. We were down.
And
last
I love
month.
That. Let's talk about it, that, man, because we've got the whole hour.
It
literally
be.
Has been since 2015 that we've had this many homes on the market. In yeah. December and January.
Yeah, absolutely. And I look for that trend to continue. One thing, Jay, that's starting to happen that I'm seeing on our landlord laws are becoming so unfriendly in Colorado. People are selling their rentals here, and they're 1031 and moving to other states.
Yeah, and that's so, good for affordability if you're a first-time home buyer.
Absolutely.
It's what do you think about all the Trump administration? Like, we're going to get BlackRock to stop buying these, you know, institutional properties. You know what I heard, and one that makes sense?
What's that?
This would be unbelievable for primary homeowners and availability to take a 24-month moratorium on anybody in the country selling an investment property with recapture of depreciation and capital gains.
Yeah, no, that would be
huge. I'd sell two of my houses right there.
Yeah, that'd be huge.
Wait, what was the laugh there
well,
for?
Well, one of the things I am glad you didn't take back is that we were going to take Greenland by force.
Yeah, Greenland.
Oh, my
God. You know
God.
That was 4D chess?
He
went over there,
yeah.
And then when he's like, we're going to take it, we're going to put people there, they're such nimrods that they put 36, like, Denmark soldiers on there.
Yeah. Oh,
and when he got there, he's like, well, maybe we won't take it, but you have to increase your defense budget to defend it.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, okay, we'll do it.
Well, you know what cracked me up, man? It
Trump
crashed.
Derangement
it,
syndrome.
It crashed the market.
Yeah,
and
on Monday.
The shot through the roof.
Oh, yeah. I lost $15,000 on Monday. But by Wednesday, I had it.
Yeah.
No, Wednesday,
yeah,
I had it all back.
Yeah, it just cracked me up,
yeah.
What you're seeing. So, you know, I still, rates gone down to about 6.06 on 30-year fixed stuff.
Okay, let's talk about this.
And
6.06?
Yeah. And
I just got a client of mine on a 15-year mortgage.
Right. That was a 30, was what
I thought. Yeah, it was a 30. But on a 15-year mortgage, and he paid less than 0.5%, which on a $200,000 mortgage, he paid $1,000 to get down to 4.95.
Excellent. Yeah. No.
And if you have a 4 or a 5 on it, people are going to wake up.
Yeah. Oh, if we break into the 5s, if we break in even into the high 5s, Jay, this market's going to turn. We had one of our best. I know it was a 3-day holiday, too, this last weekend. We had one of our best as far as over a weekend that we've had in a year or so. Well, the number of contracts that came in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you some stuff that's going to start hitting, and it hasn't yet, but it will. Number one, that no tax on tips and overtime is eventually going to creep in. I actually looked at the IRS, and what they're going to do with that is if you make tips, you'll claim them, but then you get like a $24,000 deduction. So on $24,000 of those, you're not going to pay income federal. Colorado, you're still going to pay it.
Yeah.
And then on the overtime, it's like $12,000. So on your overtime, you'll show it on your tax form, but then you're going to get it to be able to deduct that. That is huge. That's going to climb back into people's pockets. Look at gas prices. Gas prices are down.
I paid $1.70 after King Super discount. I paid $1.03.
We used to go.
Thought I was in 1988.
I always fill up two cars because you get 35 gallons.
Yeah. You and Ronnie are the exact same. Marlo's like, my love language is meet me at the gas station now.
You know, we go over there and it wasn't that long ago for 35 gallons. I mean, you were going to be up at $170.
Absolutely, you know? In my truck every time.
We were like 68 this last. I mean, but it was amazing. $1 something a gallon.
Yeah.
And so that will eventually creep into everything because petroleum is in everything. It's in plastics, asphalt, concrete. And
your clothing, your material, packaging, everything.
And that is going to slowly start creeping into things. And once the market, when I say the market,
we should market that. I'm thinking of like a tag. Line something like drill baby drill.
I can't believe Trump didn't think of that.
Yeah, I can't believe Trump didn't think of that. That's hilarious.
There is just so much stuff that's going to creep into this year. I'm just going to give a quick prediction. I think the first 6 months or so are going to stay very similar.
Yeah.
I think as these things start coming into play, and they will come into play this year, I honestly think once the market is satisfied that these tariffs are not going to affect inflation, once they're satisfied of that, I think that'll be the final nail in the coffin that's holding interest rates up.
I totally agree.
I think
agree.
You could then start to see those edge down. And again, if we hit the fives again, I'm telling you, we still have some pent-up demand here, and it's going to take off. And so, yeah, I think the first part of this year, I'm going to say the first 6 months are going to be very similar to last year.
Yeah, and let's say the number of sales, because the number of sales in the winter now are looking to be the highest since 2022.
Yes.
You know, 19, 20, and 21 were anomalies, but I told people, 23 and 24 were the low, 25 we plateaued, and like you said, it's going to be slow go.
Yep.
I think we're going to get a burst of consumer confidence on April 15th. When people start getting checks.
When they start seeing what's happening.
Won't go into motion until summer, but the change will come.
And again, it's already, I mean, it's starting to creep in at the pump, and it's going to creep in everywhere else. So I do see that now. Homes are still, you know, if we look at homes overall on a running average, we're down even on a running average the last 3 or 4 months. Typically in the winters, it does go down anyway. But we have an affordability issue in Colorado Springs. Either income's got to come up. In fact, I just saw a stat the other day, a good friend of mine gave this to me, and it was, you know, the average household income is like, $106,000. Medium household, is the median household income in El Paso County is about $106,000. And today's interest rates, if you're going to buy a home that's in that $500,000, you're going to need an income in those sixes as far as interest rates. So it's about $114,000
or above.
So we're about $8,000 short. We'll talk about it in a second.
Okay, great. So remember that. Median income, what it takes to get into a house. With the economic numbers, we're returning after these messages. With Bill McAfee, you're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
When I start, I just can't stop.
Keep this stuff, you're going to blow your top.
Too late this time. I got to get what's mine.
Lay down on it and everything will be all right.
Well, welcome back. We have the last 9 minutes to look at the real estate statistics for 2025 and give a prediction of where we're heading in 2026 with Bill McAfee. I'm Jay Garvins, your host of The Jay Garvin Show. Bill, we're on to the number of sales on average over the last 12 months. What did we see happen in Pikes Peak region for the number of sales on average in 2025?
Right. In 2025, they stayed in a very close range. So,
how many sales a month?
900, high 900s, you know, is where we were around every month. Oh, if you look over the last
When's the last time it's been that low on a running average?
Well, if you go back on a running average and look, you're going back to 22, but we had a huge drop in that spring of 22 into 23. It, literally, Jay, we were dropping about 1,000 sales.
Do you know what that perfectly correlates with?
Those interest rates.
The interest rates.
Yeah, absolutely. So in that spring of 22, when those rates shot up, sales automatically dropped down. I said this before, I thought prices would drop. Prices never dropped.
They did for a
very short period, but overall on a running average, they've stayed up. What did happen is the number of units being sold. Well,
people just stayed in their house and they didn't move up, move down, and new home buyers and the millennials and Gen Zers took a break.
For a year from 20 into 22 before the drop, for those 12 months in there, we were doing about 1,550 sales a month. okay, for that year. From
and understand the county has grown since then by 20%.
Yep.
So a level is actually off, but the median remains because new bodies have come in.
Yeah. The other thing, I think you're going to see is I think the stuff that's happening on a macro view are going to start dropping in here. Prices of goods and services, all based on petroleum, is going to go down. It's going to put more money in people's pockets as interest rate comes down. It's going to open up that market into where they can go. So I anticipate the first 6 months to be very similar to this year, maybe even down.
Here's
the last 6 months.
Quick question here, because we want to keep things down. So Trump and his administration, you just say good or bad. 50-year mortgage.
Bad.
Decrease the number of institutional investors like BlackRock.
I could.
Okay, I agree with you there. The first home buyer program, they're saying that they want it to look like the VA loan for 24 months if you're under the age of 28 and newly married with an 18-month-old baby. They're suggesting we have like a hybrid of a no money down.
That'd be good.
I agree with you. Look at this. No capital gains for people selling investment properties.
I would love that.
And now this, the privatization of Fannie Mae.
We had it there.
Half a nightmare. Okay, back to the stats, but that's for it. Now, what else do you have in our last 5 minutes, my friend?
The inventory levels, we're at 2.89 months, Jay. And honestly, between 4.5 and 5.5 months is normal. We're still not back to historic norms. It's interesting because when I talk to agents out in the field, I'm saying this is more of a neutral market.
It is.
They're telling me what they're seeing with their buyers is the buyers are starting to get the upper hand. The negotiation, especially in the lower end, that negotiation, buyers are asking for more. They're accepting less as far as how good condition of the house. They want new homes. So it's interesting. I still think it's neutral. I still believe, based on my numbers on inventory levels, we're still in a good market.
Yeah.
So
through the mortgage industry, now 8 out of 10 rather than 1 out of 10 homes have seller proceeds. But that was the norm 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
So I do agree with you that we're back to the norm.
Yes.
It's just a huge shift for the agents and their short-term perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for buyers and sellers, where we were seeing rates at 2.5%,
and
hanging around that range. The other inventory number of months, and this is what I'm saying, the two big drivers right now are 750 and then a million and above. We simply do not have the homes to satisfy the demand. And I'm going to give you two examples. We only have 4.34 months of inventory in the million and above. That should be 18 months. That means we got a shortage in there, and we should be 12 months on the 750 up to a million, and we're at 3.57.
So what he's saying, folks, is that if you have a $750,000 house, there was a time when it took 18 months to sell it. Now it's selling in less than 4 months. If you had a $1 million higher house, it was taking, what was the highest, 38?
But we got up in the 40s there.
Yeah,
for a bit.
38 to 40 months, that's 3 years.
Yeah.
Now it's down less than 6 months.
Yeah, 4 point something. So, it's no doubt about it. And then what's the ranges, what's interesting, Jay, 750 and above is 14% of the entire sales.
Yeah.
And 9% is 300,000 and below. So,
yeah, you just can't find them.
No, you can't. There's nothing there. And we are starting to see the stack homes more and more, and we are starting to see the smaller homes more and more.
Yeah, those tall, skinny, and stack homes are just weird. I thank God I didn't have to have that as my first house. But these mortgage rates, like you said, they're coming down.
I think with this blip, we'll be short-lived on the 10-year. I think I didn't look at it today, but I'm sure it's coming back down, the 10-year treasury.
What was the blip? It went up?
Oh, shot up like 200 or 300 basis points.
I'm a lender and I've been so busy this week, I didn't see it.
It was just a one-day deal. It's when they said, we're going to take it by force. The market goes,
Control.
Now I'm going to go to the thing I want to look at now is the days on market.
Yes.
We're back up to 65.
Amen. See, thank you for the hooray on that, Matt.
Yep.
We're back to 50-plus days.
Is normal, okay?
Yeah.
So we're just back to normal on that. That's nothing crazy. Median sales price, when I look at it on a running average, we're just holding. And we've been holding that in this range,
For 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. When you go back and look at it, we're within, it's going to be 450. So
a $30,000 range.
$460 to $480, top, mm-hmm. So, and that's where it's been. And honestly, the median, I think, is going to be that or lower as we go through. Average sales prices, you can see it's been climbing. It's lower. But the average is going up, Jay, because we are moving a lot of high-dollar homes right now.
And
that's
this
why the average
is the average for the end of the year. So let's look at the year-to-date and the end. Our average price for the year was up what percent?
1.9.
So call it 2%, our average price went up, and the median, which is the best indicator.
I think so. It's only up about 0.5%.
So it means we're flat.
Yeah, pretty much. And we
how many
been.
Markets do you know? Nothing in Texas was flat. It was off.
Down.
Nothing in Florida was flat.
Down.
It was off. Nothing in California unless you're in Pasadena.
Right, right.
You know, or San Francisco,
Denver,
those outlying areas.
Denver's down.
Denver's down 5%.
Yep, absolutely.
So this is a miracle if you're listening. But here, in the last couple minutes, what's your and my prediction? So last year, both you and I said we think it would stay even, and we beat it by a little. What's your prediction? Do you have the same prediction for average and medium? Are they both?
No,
gonna
mine's
be...
going to be a little bit different.
Okay, what do you think?
I think the average is going like 1.9 right now.
Yeah.
I think you could do that again next year, the 1.9, maybe even up a little bit because of
the high end
is still just going to continue to move. The median for the first 6 months, I think, is going to be down
or
flat.
Yeah.
But I think by end of the year, I think it'll be, I think it could be a percent higher by end of the year. So that's a bold prediction saying I think the first six are going to be flat.
Plus one.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be.
Okay.
So we're going to see what happens. I think that could be at 1%.
Yep.
Residential units sold, we only increased by 2.5%. If rates come down into the fives, that will increase. Okay. Inventory levels, they're going to very similar to this year. Number of listings are increasing, and so interest rates, I'm hoping, are going to be good. So I'm looking for next year very similar to this year, and then end of the year, I think, very good.
Well, there's nothing to add to that, folks, so I say go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end, and you have been listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO. Call me at 719-330-1456. To start your next purchase or refinance loan. I've got two refinances in the process right now. One of them is at 5.75% and a 15-year refinance at 4.99%. So call me and get the ball rolling with your financing in 2026. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio. Yeah.